Yeah. Okay, anyways. So Peric Yotet, we get the introduction to Matan Torah. Right? So Pasuk Gimel, you get Umosha Allah El Elohim Vayikra Elav Adonai Min Ahar Lemor Ko Tomar Levit Yaakov V'Taged Levnei Yisrael. This is what I want you to tell the Jewish people. Atem re'item asher asit l'mitzrayim v'esadchem al kanfein yisharim v'avi etchem Eli, you've seen what I did to Egypt, how I brought you on the wings of eagles. V'atayim shemot yishmu b'koli yishmartem et b'riti v'yitem li segula mikol amim ki li kol ha'aretz. So if you listen to me, you will be my segula, my treasure. From all the nations, for the world is mine, and I choose you. Right? And then in Pasuk Vav, and God says, V'atem tiyuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. Eila dvarim asher tedaber al bnei Yisrael. Tell them that you will be my mamlechet kohanim, my nation of priests, and a holy nation. This is what you should tell the Jewish people. Right? This is the introduction to Matan Torah, where God is telling us what we need to be is a mamlechet kohanim. V'goy kadosh, right? And obviously, this is a very important pasuk because it's God basically giving the instructions. This is what it means for you to be the nation who can accept the Torah. So what does it mean, right? What does it mean that we're a mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh? So you could take it in a minimalist fashion, but that seems to be wrong. The Or Chaim does, and it's very odd. And he says, "Ulai ki al Moshe va'Aron chozrim hadvarim." Maybe this mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh is not about
the whole nation.
No, it's about Moshe and Aaron. Yeah, because Aaron's a kohen. Now he goes back on it. Maybe you have a different one, right? There's another possibility. But the simple pshat is that it's the Jewish people. So what does it mean? Right, so what does it mean? So the Rashbam, right, just says, well, Mamlechet Kohanim is Sarim, right? You're a kingdom here of nobles, right? That's all it means, right? You're going to be noble or powerful, maybe. So if you take something like that, then all it means is something like, well, if you keep the Torah.
This is a title that you've got, sort of.
Yeah. But again, this doesn't seem to be enough. Now that you find that also in the Bukhar Shor, but the problem is, as many Mepharshim pointed out, that what is the symbol of calling them Kohen? We've talked this before, but I come back to it. Right? What is it to be a Kohen? What is the role of the Kohanim? Yeah, they're to teach, and they're religious functionaries for everybody else. Meaning they teach, and they are at some level the people who will enable access to God. And therefore, many of the Farshim in different ways suggest that that's what's going on. So Ibn Ezra says, Mamlechet Kohanim al dati ki kol kohen mimikra hu kamo shamash. It is a functionary. And then he proves it. So what is tam Mamlechet Kohanim? Shal yideichem tireh malchuti. Vasher tiyu atem li shamashim. The world will see my malchut because you serve me. And so he says, Kohen is that you serve me. Now, he notes that by serving God, we now act as role models. Or, not role models. We indicate that God is king. Or alternatively, he says, V'yesh omrim ein malchut ki'im alashimosh lefanai. The only malchut is if, you know, there is service before me. Shadal says, what does Kohanim mean? Hagoyim maminim shekohanim krovim v'chavivim le'elohim. The non-Jews, the idolaters, thought the Kohanim were closer to God. So what he's saying is, ki ha'uma kulatia krova el ha'el. That the nation entirely will be close to God. Shia el karovi leha. B'chol karei lava mashkel kon yana ki lukol am kulam kadoshim v'kohanim. So then what's the second level of it? Right, am kadosh. Well, because you're like Kohanim in the sense that you're going to be close to God, holy people are close to God also. Right? So there's two ways of saying say, right, that you'll be close to God, that God will mashkiach alam. So according to the Ibn Ezra, he doesn't explain what Kadosh is. It could be the same thing, right? The point is, you serve me and everyone will see that there is a God, or Shaddal, you'll be close to me. Others, however, note that it's not just that this means something, but they mean different things. Right, so, or at least additive. Right, so Ramban says, "Tu mamlechet mishartai." Kohanim means you will serve me. Kohen from to serve. Goy kadosh is lidavka bekel kadosh, and you will cling to God. The Svarno becomes very famous in this regard. Where is it? Where'd it go? It's the problem. There are too many mafarshim on this pasuk. So trying to open it up is. There we go. Svarno. Vazet yeskulam ikulam. Kitiyu mamlech konim la vina lorot lachol men in oshi. Right? He becomes very famous and he develops this at length in his books. That no. There, it's not just that you will be close to God. It's not just that you will serve me and therefore be close to me. It's that there are two things. One is you will be. You'll be a Kohen, meaning you will educate to call the name of God, to serve them. So this is, right, what you're getting, Yeshayahu. Right, the idea that in the future, the ultimate will be that Torah comes forth from Tzion. Like Kohen means that you now have to teach the world. That's what it means. It's not just holy. It's not just close to God. It's very specifically, you have the role of Kohen, right? So we've seen it being generic. You're close to God, right? And he's saying, no, you are Kohanim. You are not just serving, you're not just functionaries. You are the other role of Kohanim as educator. And what is Goy Kadosh? The second thing is that does change your status, right? Meaning one is saying you have a role, and the second is saying, and that changes you, right? You are Kadosh, right? It, by taking on this role, you become, right, a different type of person. You become Kadosh.
So the second half of it takes more of the Ibn Ezra.
Yeah, right. Meaning at some level, yeah. Right. So those are just a few perspectives on what it means. Right. So again, one is just that you'll have power or respect. The other is that you'll just be close to God. Or the possibility that, no, this really highlights different things, and we've seen different. But again, the one that becomes most developed, and I think, honestly, at some level, is the most powerful, is the Svarnos, is the idea that Mamlechet Kohanim means that you have an educational role, not just a functionary role. And Kadosh, you are, but you also change as people. The Rav Hirsch also goes, I'll read you Rav Hirsch. It says, Mamlechet Kohanim, right, first, all of you should be like a Kohen, in the sense that you leave aside everything and focus all your activities on me, and accept the yoke of heaven. And what's Goy Kadosh? Actually, here's a different one, which is also very interesting. One is Mamlechet, actually, I didn't notice it. Different diuk. Mamlechet Kohanim. What is that? A kingdom of people who are individually Kohanim. Meaning each of you in your individual lives should seek to serve me as a Kohen. And Goy Kadosh. And as a nation, right? Kach al roshem achitzoni yedar al kilchem. The vision, the perspective that the nation gives off will be kadosh. Right? Aleichem yod uma yichudit bein haumot. Uma she'ino chayim aman shema atov. Right? So it's you as individuals and as a nation have to learn to live for me.
Right, and I also like that, because you shouldn't expect, like, oh, I don't need to act as the function of the coin to the rest of the world, because my the other
exactly right. It's a double responsibility. Right? It's
But it's an individual responsibility.
We all should feel responsible to teach the world, but like as a whole, that brings us up.
Yeah. The Netziv has a very interesting perspective that it's telling you that you have to serve me, Mamlechet Kohanim. He argues Kohanim, their role, I don't know how he gets this, but is about their role, Ben Adam L'Chavero, and Goy Kadosh is about their relationship with God. So it's saying that you have to commit to God, both Ben Adam L'Chavero and Ben Adam L'Makom. At any rate, I would say that whatever exactly it means, it's worth looking at the different version, because you see, this is the pasuk where it describes what is happening in the Torah, and is it about transforming us or transforming our roles or responsibilities as individuals, nation, right? Each perspective really adds a lot in terms of describing what it means to be a nation that accepts the Torah.